Hello, everyone, and welcome to the American Educational Research Association's Qualitative Research Special Interest Group's podcast series, Qualitative Conversations. I'm Jessica Lester, the current chair of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Dr. Candace Kuby and Dr. Jenny Wilkmuth, who are the current program co-chairs of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group. They are joining me today to provide all of you, our listeners, with a preview of the exciting program that the Qualitative Research SIG has planned for the upcoming annual American Educational Research Association's meeting, which will be taking place in New York City, New York, from April 13th through April 17th. First, though, let me share a little bit about their notable backgrounds. Dr. Kuby is an associate professor of early childhood education at the University of Missouri, where she also serves as the director of the Graduate Certificate in Qualitative Research. Her research interests are twofold. One, she focuses on young children composing with materials to create multimodal, digital, and hybrid text. And secondly, she studies the approaches to qualitative inquiry that draw upon post-structural and post-humanist theories, as well as the teaching of qualitative inquiry. Dr. Kuby has authored several books, including Go Be a Writer, Expanding the Curricular Boundaries of Literacy Learning and Disrupting Qualitative Inquiry, Possibilities and Tensions in Educational Research. Journals in which her scholarship appears include Qualitative Inquiry, International Journal of Qualitative Studies in Education, as well as the Journal of Early Childhood Literacy and Language Arts. Dr. Jenny Wilkmuth is an assistant professor of measurement and research at the University of South Florida, as well as the director of their graduate certificate in qualitative research. In her scholarship, she develops new and uses exciting qualitative methods to unearth and explore the sociopolitics of educational and social science research, the dynamic, ethical, emotional, political, and empirical connections between participants, researchers, and products and applications of research. Her work has been published in Qualitative Inquiry, Qualitative Research, Qualitative Health Research, and Educational Researcher, among other journals. She has held leadership roles in the Qualitative Research SIG for over 10 years, including previously served as the secretary, as well as chair of the mentoring and book award committees, and is, as I mentioned, our current program co-chair. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica.
So every year, the Qualitative Research SIG is allotted only a certain number of paper roundtable slots. Can you share how many sessions we were allotted this year?
Absolutely. This year, we were allotted 34 papers. Nine symposia sessions. So those are sessions that people propose that have papers embedded in them or individual presentations, and one business meeting. This is the same number of allotted sessions as last year, even though our number of submissions was higher than the previous year, and actually our membership numbers also had gone up.
Candace, can you talk a little bit about how this compares to the number of submissions that the QRSIG received?
Sure. So we received 74 paper proposals this year and 24 symposium submissions. Plus, we also received information from our mentoring committee for a mentoring session, and the executive committee submitted information about the business meeting. This was higher than last year. When I look back at the numbers from last year, we received 59 paper proposals and 17 symposia submissions. So in summary, like Jenny said, we were allotted the same number of sessions this year by AERA, but we had more people submit to the SIG. So this means that this year we had a higher rejection rate than last year. And so just a little bit more information about this year. Of the 74 paper proposals we received, we were able to accept 24 of them for presentation, which is about a 32% acceptance rate. And of the 24 symposia submissions, we accepted 8 of them for presentation, which is 33% acceptance rate. So in previous years, the symposium submissions were exceptionally strong, noted by the review panel, and that was also the case for this year. We had so many great proposals that were submitted. So taking into account the allotment of total sessions that we were given by AERA, we therefore accepted fewer papers than allotted so that we could accept more symposium submissions this year based on the recommendations of our review panel.
The Qualitative Research Special Interest Group was established in 1987 to provide a space within the American Educational Research Association for the discussion of philosophical, ethical, and methodological issues in qualitative research. We invite you to consider joining the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group today. For members of the American Educational Research Association, the annual fee for joining the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group for regular, non-graduate student members is $10. And the annual fee for graduate students is $5. As members of the Qualitative Research Special Interest Group, you will gain access to a network of fellow qualitative scholars, as well as our many activities, ranging from mentoring opportunities to our exciting new podcast series to updates and news related to recent qualitative publications and jobs. Please visit the American Educational Research Association's website at www.aera.net to join the Qualitative Research SIG today. That's really exciting that we received more submissions than we have in years past. It certainly speaks to the health of the QRSIG community. So ultimately, how many sessions, roundtables are going to be a part of the QRSIG's program this year?
So with the accepted papers and symposia submissions, we were able to create 9 roundtables, 1 business meeting, and 9 symposia sessions. And of those symposia sessions, 7 were sort of traditional symposiums. 1 was a mentoring session that that Candace talked about. And 1 is a structured poster session that looks to be really interesting. So that's a total of 18 sessions that doesn't include the business meeting. And in comparison, in 2016, we had a total of 17 sessions, not including the business meeting. And in 2017, we had 18 sessions, as we do this year, not including the business meeting.
Okay, great. Well, tell us a little bit about some of these sessions and roundtables. What are some of the topics, methodologies, theories that will be foregrounded?
Yeah, this year we're really excited that we have 2 sessions that we're co-sponsoring with Division D. One is called Getting Better at Qualitative Methods, and the second one is called Triangulation and Member Checking. So we're really excited to have those co-sponsored on the program this year. Some other exciting topics that we'd like to foreground in sessions, we have some about race and new materialism, so the intersection of thinking about race and new materialist theories, disability and critical qualitative research, space, time, and place in qualitative research, becoming qualitative researchers, so thinking about teaching and learning that happens in higher ed, as we are preparing students to become qualitative researchers. And also we have sessions on post-qualitative approaches or ways of inquiring.
So much for people to access. So talk a little bit about the QRSIG's business meeting. This historically has not been simply a session where we report on previous activities, but has also been where we invite an Egon Guba speaker. Can you share a bit more about the structure and what people can expect when attending the 2018 QRSIG business meeting?
Yeah, if you don't mind, Candace, I'll do that. And then maybe, Candace, you can speak about the food and beverages that we'll be offering too.
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. So this year, our invited Egon Guba speaker is English education professor Dr. Janet Miller from Teachers College, Columbia University. The title of her talk is going to be Post-Autobiographical Returnings and Relationalities, Feminist Curriculum and Qualitative Inquiries. Dr. Miller is very well known for her work on feminist curriculum theorizing and her exploration of issues of representation in biography and autobiography. And we're really excited to have her here this year.
And just like Jenny said, we're excited this year to offer snacks again, and we're also going to be sharing drink tickets with those who attend our business meeting. So the beginning time of the business meeting is a great place for people to meet people, mingle, get to know each other, and talk. The executive committee has also planned some activities this year to help us welcome new people into the SIG. So as you come to the business meeting, be ready for some fun activities, some food, and time to get to know each other before we begin the official part of our business meeting. We also will honor the recipients of the dissertation and book awards during the business meeting as well.
Wonderful. There's so much to look forward to in April. Thank you both for joining me today. And also thank you so much for the thoughtful work that you've put into creating what sounds like a really exciting 2018 Qualitative Research SIG program. And to our listeners, for more details and information about session times and locations, we encourage you to refer to the American Educational Research Association's main website at www.aera.net and peruse the 2018 online program. We look forward to seeing you all in New York City. Thanks again, Candace and Jenny.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica.